this subtle opening, mesmerizing the understanding, gradual clarity, pushing through skin and textures of relation. How do we listen? How do we?
Vocalizing going on, and we have instrumental playing, but it's not fair to say these are songs or vocal with instrumental accompaniment. Actually, the singing is kind of like a horn.
I weave the voice, we weave all the instruments together as instruments. So they move in and out of the four, each of them, making beds and weaving sounds with each other.
Where do the players get the inspiration for what they're doing?
Life and the interaction between players.
As performers, what's your goal?
The goal of it is to celebrate the creativity of musicians, improvisers, and to honor the legacy of great black musicians. And so the goal is to play the music of the moment, as well as to play with new people and new formations every week, to honor some fabulous black women composers with the soundtrack or the playlist and the music that we hear in between sets, and to have fun together, celebrate our creativity and fertility, generativity of mind, body, and spirit.
I'd like to ask how you begin a piece. I'm calling them pieces because I know it's improvised all the way, but they do have beginnings and they do have endings. How do you begin?
Depends on the moment.
Amen. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah. Different people will start things based on what they're hearing, what they're inspired to create.
Solar Sistrin, it's their rehearsal. It's Mankwe Ndosi who convenes this group. She's a vocalist. Faye Washington, who plays the cello and flute. Michelle Kinney on the cello. Laura Ferrata on the violin. And Faye, this sort of playing, I would think, is quite a bit different than playing with that big band that you're associated with. I'd like to hear you address the differences, if any.
Well, this form of music is totally free. I don't have to pay any attention to chord changes or the written music, because in the big band everything is written, everything is charted for you, and you pull out the feeling out of the score or whatever. But this type is just totally free, so you're just free to do whatever you like and whatever you feel and whatever you feel that the spirit is bringing to you. Yeah.
Is that expression the big challenge of this group? Of being able to come up with stuff without having to consult either your memory or a chart or a score?
I don't think it's a challenge at all, because we've all studied music, and we know our instruments and whatever, and whatever we've learned, it just automatically comes out, as far as I'm concerned.
An opportunity to find new landscape, new texture, new territory with musicians to express sometimes things that you didn't know that you needed to in the moment, to find the music of the moment, and to be able to use all the textures, the possibilities of your instrument to make that with each other, to listen deeply to each other, to find where that is woven by all of us together.
I could plainly see and hear how you use the instruments in conventional ways, but then again in ways, there are some instruments here that aren't usually used as percussion instruments, but then they are, and there isn't a reason why not. Like you said, fits the moment. Solar Sistrin performs at the Ice House in Minneapolis Monday night beginning at 9 p.m. The performance is part of a December Mondays series at the Ice House entitled Great Black Music Mondays. For information, it is icehousempls.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.